the legends. There is wisdom, too, in the stories that Chinese people passed down as the folklore of tea and its origins. The mythology surrounding tea also relates to the belief that it was sacrosanct, to be respected and revered. In retelling these legends to their descendants, they were teaching their children to respect tea, its qualities and source beyond and before man. The mythology of a people is often a metaphor for the way they see themselves within the greater universe and the manner in which they believe that a life should or shouldn't be lived. The different legends of tea all highlight different aspects of it, sharing an understanding of the veneration that Chinese people have always had for this plant. Shen Nong. Shen Nong, the divine farmer, is attributed to be the first person to discover and drink tea. Shen Nong was the legendary second emperor of China, dating back more than 5,000 years. They say that the study of medicinal plants in his kingdom fascinated him. He painstakingly tasted innumerable species of herbs and shrubs, recording their properties for posterity. He is reported to have reigned for 140 years. Tea's longevity, obviously at work again, and been able to ameliorate more than 50 different kinds of poison. He was a king, a teacher, healer, and mystic. Shen Nong discovered that tea leaves were edible and possessed healing powers when brewed, and quickly favored the leaf above all the other plants he had studied. And thus began his fascinating quest to identify and classify all varieties of tea. Shen Nong then extolled the virtues of tea to his people and taught them methods for farming and cultivating it, as well as several other herbs they could use to improve their lives. He is often accredited for helping the people of rural China change from a hunter and gatherer society to one based on agriculture. As the story goes, Shen Nong accidentally tasted a type of poisonous weed that could kill a man within 10 steps. And yes, only tea leaves could save him. But before he could reach any tea bushes, the poison took effect. He died at the 7th step. It was a great tragedy, legendary, in fact, but his discovery of tea and the mythology surrounding him would live on. Even today, many Aboriginal people in Yunnan pray to Shen Nong for a successful harvest. The mythology of the divine farmer captures and personifies the essence of all the shamans and chieftains of the ancient Aboriginal tribes that first harvested tea. He represents the greater power of nature as a bestower of plenty. Shennong is the embodiment of all the tribal wisdom handed down for so many generations, capturing the essence of man's place between nature and heaven.